Today, we're going to look at artificial intelligence in phone calls, specifically using Microsoft Teams Phone and Microsoft Copilot. We're going to answer questions like, how does it work? What does it do? What does it not do? And ultimately, you'll be able to answer for yourself if this can be something useful in your workflow. My name is Shervin Shafi, and I'm a principal technical specialist at Microsoft. Welcome to Collaboration Simplified. To help set the stage here, I used ChatGPT to generate multiple conversations between a salesperson, being myself, and the customer, Alex Wilbur. And then I had ChatGPT read out loud the conversations on one-on-one phone calls. Alex picks up the call, but then on my client, I have to turn on Copilot, which requires you to turn on transcriptions, and I select English, and now I'm good to go.
Good morning. I'm excited to talk to you about how Microsoft Teams can transform your team's collaboration. Are you currently using any collaboration tools?
Morning. Yeah, we use a couple, but I'm not sure if we need something new. What's so special about Teams?
I made sure that these phone calls were both peer-to-peer, Teams to Teams, as well as from my mobile device into Alex's Teams client. So that's PSTN to Teams. That made no difference. I did this about 4 times to collect a variety of sample data, and I experimented with Copilot both live during the actual phone conversations and also after the phone conversations. So here's what I found out. Number one, for Copilot to work, you need to turn on transcriptions, and it looks something like this. When you're in your one-on-one call, you go to the Copilot icon, you hit start transcriptions, you select your language, and you should be good. Now, everyone who's on Teams gets a transcription has started notification. And for people that are joining from their mobile device, they hear this.
This call is being recorded.
So now you know transcriptions are required for Copilot usage in one-on-one calls, similar to Teams meetings. They require transcriptions as well. And you're not going to miss out because when you hit the Copilot icon, it tells you to turn on transcriptions. It's just that if you forget to turn on transcriptions and after the fact you go into your call and you want to get a recap, it's not going to work. So the thing about this though is think about it. When is the last time you were on a one-on-one phone call and the person on the other end said, can I transcribe this call? It generally doesn't happen. So I think this is a new workflow. We have to kind of get used to it. If people want to use AI technologies and transcription is required, then we got to start getting comfortable with people or yourself turning that feature on for one-on-one phone calls. Now, the other thing to note is that there's a distinction between transcriptions and recordings. If you turn on recording, which by default turns on transcriptions at the same time, then you're actually getting the voice captured of the two people on the phone call. But that's not necessarily required. You only need to do transcriptions. Number two, functionality. From a functionality perspective, if you start inside chat on your Teams application, you can access all the different transcripts that get dropped into the one-on-one chat. From the Calls app on your mobile device, you can see each call actually had a transcript associated to it. From here, you can select the call and click on View Transcript. So this is another way of looking at everything that was said. On your desktop, you can ask about this call for each individual call that happened. And when you click on one of them, you can ask Copilot questions like, is there supposed to be another meeting or anything unresolved or topics for the next meeting? At the bottom here, it says that Alex expressed some doubts and questions throughout the meeting. So this is a good way for you to ask another question, like what doubts did he have? And it says that what's the big advantage? Is it user-friendly? These are questions that Alex had. So good analysis here. Now, if you select another call and ask about this call, you can ask it to generate call notes. Perfect for especially a long meeting. It does a very good job. And when it gives you answers, it'll give you a timestamp in the transcript that it got the answers from. Do you have any info on previous calls? Now, Copilot doesn't have access to other calls' transcripts, but in this call, I referred to other calls, so it picked up on that. Now, we can also ask it about sentiment analysis. And it says that although it can't directly answer this question, Alex did express interest and curiosity, but it didn't use words like great or awesome. still doing a very good job of analysis. And number three, current limitations. Now remember, this is the cloud and things move really fast. I spend a lot of time in Copilot for Microsoft 365 chat because I can have Copilot access all my documents across the tenant. So I went in there and I asked Copilot about all the different calls that I've had with Alex Wilbur recently. And it appears that it actually doesn't have access to it inside that specific area. You have to go to each individual call as I've shown and be able to ask Copilot questions per call. I hope you enjoyed this video and learned something new. If you did, please give it a thumbs up and consider subscribing. There's a ton more content coming with Copilot, artificial intelligence, and other topics. So stay tuned and I'll catch you on the next one.